This is The Parable, Musings on Design, Faith, and Life with Stephen Olmsted. It's April 23rd, 2018. Discipline begets discipline. A while back, I received a Wi-Fi scale from my family. Now, a Wi-Fi scale does exactly what its name implies. Every morning when you step on it, your weight is taken and then logged wirelessly to a health database online that tracks your measurements over time. Knowing that I'm a self-professed gadget geek, my family assumed I'd get a kick out of it, sheerly for the nerdy tech factor alone. They weren't wrong. On Christmas Day, I stepped on the scale. I smiled as the digits flickered across the screen until coming to rest on a number. 173.4 pounds. My smile faded a little. That was a decent amount more than my relatively small frame had once been not too long ago. Later that day at Christmas dinner, I made some slightly different choices and sat down at the table with a plate containing noticeably reduced portions. As I finished dinner, I walked over to the dessert table and began to reach for a slice of pie. My hand froze in midair as a number appeared in my head, 173.4. You know, I wonder how much that number would change tomorrow if I make a different decision right now, I thought to myself. The next day, I stepped on the scale. The digits began to cycle, and what's this? The number read 172.2. A smile appeared again, and without even realizing it, I set on a healthier journey in life. The next 3 months that followed resulted in a loss of 20 pounds as each day I tried to make small changes to ensure that the next morning that number would be lower. As I began to get more and more competitive, I started to embrace new disciplines I had previously poked fun at. My weight tracking soon led to calorie counting. Calorie counting led to changing up my diet. Diet change led to beginning to tracking macronutrients. Tracking macronutrients led to an interest in exercise. Interest in exercise led to beginning a daily 30-minute exercise regimen. That routine led to an incredibly increased amount of energy and a level of fitness I have previously not experienced in life. And oddly enough, this discipline chain didn't end there. It began to cross over into other areas of life. I had been acutely aware of some laziness I had accrued in the area of financial budgeting. The experience of seeing small disciplines multiply themselves in the area of physical health suddenly began to make me aware that the same was possible in the financial realm as well. My wife and I began making some much-needed financial changes and are now on a similar road to slowly adding more discipline to that process month over month. Just as a weightlifter slowly adds heavier weights little by little as their body adjusts, the same goes for discipline in any area of life. Discipline begets discipline. In his commencement speech to the 2014 graduating class of the University of Texas, Admiral William McRaven put it like this: "If you want to change the world, start off by making your bed. If you make your bed every morning, you will have accomplished the first task of the day. It will give you a small sense of pride, and it will encourage you to do another task, and another, and another." I think McRaven absolutely nails it with that quote. And here's the really cool part. Not only does discipline beget discipline, it also begets joy. The lie that we often tell ourselves is that the hard work necessitated by cultivating a particular discipline isn't worth the discomfort. We just know it'll be no fun, and that is unacceptable to our pleasure-craving selves. But that's a lie. Yes, cultivating discipline is hard work, but once you're in the grind, once you've cultivated a habit, there's a fire that begins to light inside. When you see tangible change, when you experience life changing based on purposeful decisions that are made, the joy of that realization is intoxicating. That fire is incredibly hard to quench once awoken and fully stoked. And to this end, I have to say that as a professing Christian, the spiritual ramifications have been the most fulfilling of all. More than physical or financial health, spiritual health and lasting fulfillment has been the most important of all for me. The Bible put it this way: "Train yourself for godliness. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come." making a habit of meditation, being in the Bible, praying for others, being spiritually present with my family, showing active love to my community, those are what matter most to me. This wisdom isn't new. It's as old as time itself. Again, the Bible calls this out beautifully. One who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much. So does that mean I have it all together? Absolutely not. Nothing could be further from the truth. I stumble, I fail, I get frustrated at times, and I fall off the horse. But the taste of discipline-rich life continually calls me back. I want and need more of that, and by God's grace, I hope to pursue it until my dying day.